Hey everybody, welcome to a North Avenue Lounge Extra, a review of My Sunshine Away, a debut novel by M.O. Walsh, who will be in Woodstock, Georgia on Saturday, February 14th at Foxtail Bookshop. Here's how My Sunshine Away begins. There were four suspects in the rape of Lindy Simpson, a crime that occurred directly on top of the sidewalk of Piney Creek Road, the same sidewalk our parents had once hopefully carved their initials into, years before, as residents of the First Street in Woodland Hills subdivision to have houses on each lot. It was a crime impossible during the daylight, when we neighborhood kids would have been tearing around in go-karts, coloring chalk figures on our driveways, or chasing snakes down into storm gutters. But at night, the streets of Woodland Hills sat empty and quiet, except for the pleasure of frogs greeting the mosquitoes that rose in squadrons from the swamps behind our properties. That's the first paragraph of My Sunshine Away. While the book seems at first to be a mystery or a procedural elevated by the language, perhaps a lyrical crime novel in the tradition of Mr. Walsh's fellow Louisiana writer James Lee Burke, My Sunshine Away reveals itself as a meditation on innocence, grief, parenthood, and young, dumb, hormonal love. At first, the book moves from vignette to vignette, almost dreamlike, accumulating details and events that eventually coalesce into a heartbreaking portrait of male adolescence that reads as much like a confession as it does an investigation into the hidden violence and sadness of a seemingly idyllic suburb. Mr. Walsh cops to it when describing the thought process that launched the novel. This is from an essay that he wrote about writing My Sunshine Away. So that's what I did. I thought about my childhood days, about the joy of them, and since I was now old enough to think about parenting and about children, I could no longer suppress this other neighborhood story that I'd buried in my memory. This story about a girl right there on our block who'd been raped. Could that have been true, I wondered, and if so, what else could be true about that place where I grew up? I was raised in a suburb, too, and I feel a deep kinship with the nameless narrator of My Sunshine Away as he pulls apart his upbringing and his rebellion against it to understand how his obsession with Lindy Simpson changed him and how fantasy and self-absorption kept him from adulthood. Mr. Walsh has written a haunting and beautiful novel that is unashamedly honest about youth. I recommended it to my wife, and that is not a recommendation I make lightly. My Sunshine Away was published in hardback on February 10th, 2015, by G.P. Putnam Sons. You can find out more about M.O. Walsh, including all his book tour dates, at mowalsh.com.